You're listening to Setting History Straight with Linda Watson.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to our program. And we have with us Pip Curtis. And Pip, where are you from?
Well, Linda, I'm from New Zealand. I was born and raised here. My husband, Curtis, is Canadian, but we're living in New Zealand. But we're actually about to make the permanent move back to Canada in the next few months. So that's exciting.
You're going to travel across the pond. So great, great, great. And I love your accent. So you are originally from New Zealand. I think you were telling me that earlier, that you were born and raised there. So
yes. Well, my parents are English. So they immigrated from Great Britain in 1970. And initially it was just for a few years. But after they had my brother and I think they just enjoyed living in New Zealand and enjoyed the climate and the outdoor opportunities. So they stayed. So they've never gone home. And so my brother and I were raised in New Zealand.
I understand it's a beautiful place. I've seen videos. So what are you going to share with us today?
Well, I thought I could talk to you about our ministry Bible Pathway Adventures and how we're helping thousands of parents around the world disciple their children in a biblical way. I think your audience might be quite interested to hear how we started, how we came about, and what we're doing.
Great. So this is called Bible Pathway Adventures, and it's mainly for children. Is that correct? So what age group?
Well, it's a discipleship ministry, and it's aimed at helping parents disciple their children. And so we cover two age groups. We cover 3 to 5 year olds. So preschool, and then 6 to 12 year olds.
Okay. And so how did this come about?
Well, depends how far you want to go back. But probably about 6 years ago, I started to look a bit deeper at my faith. And I realized that looking at the Bible through a Hebraic lens, a more biblical lens, the Bible started to come alive. And so my husband was already looking deeper, and he was starting to honor the Sabbath and the feast. And so as I started to look at this, I looked out there and I thought, gosh, are there any materials for children that teach them Bible stories and actually teach them the Bible through a Hebraic or a biblical lens rather than the Western lens that we've been taught, that Greek lens? And so I went on Amazon and I could find nothing. It was either Jewish or Christian. There was nothing sort of teaching children how to look at something through a Hebraic biblical lens. And so I came home and I said to my husband, you know, how can we help parents do this? Because when you actually look at the Bible in this way, it really brings the stories alive, you know, and you as you learn Hebrew idioms, it's just things start to make sense. And so we sort of sat down and Curtis said, hey, I've got this great name, Bible Pathway Adventures. And out of that came this idea to help parents teach their children, disciple their children using Bible stories. And so at the time, I'd always had this desire, this strong desire to write for children, but I had never done anything with it. And 6 months prior, I'd actually been laid off from my job. So I had some time and I was really putting it to the Father, what do you want me to focus on? Because I want to serve you. And so we sort of came up with this idea. I spent the next 6 months learning to write for children. And then we just started. And we started with an app where we wrote and illustrated Bible stories and we put them on the app. And then we created a website. And it just really grew from there, Linda. And more people started to hear about us and they loved the stories and they loved the materials. And, you know, 5-6 years on, here we are where we have, you know, our stories and illustrations being downloaded in 177 countries around the world. Yeah, we have a partnership with an organization called Free Bible Images, and they distribute biblical images freely on their website. And I think in 2018, our images, our illustration sets were downloaded over 60,000 times, you know, across 177 countries. So yeah, it's interesting. Yah's really doing some great work with, you know, what we're up to.
Wow. So who does the illustrations?
So we have an illustrator called Tom Barnett, and he's based in Wisconsin. And Tom's great. He's been with us from the start. You know, when we came up with this idea to create Bible stories, you know, I would write the stories, but we needed a professional illustrator. So we went out and advertised, and there was just something about Tom's response that we thought, he's the guy for us. And so he's been with us right from the start. and he draws every illustration that you see on the website and in the stories, and he's just fantastic. He's like us. He loves truth, and he wants to help parents teach their children biblical truth. And so, yeah, we wouldn't trade Tom for the world, Linda. He's fantastic.
So can you give us an example of something that you would teach? You had said 3 to 5 year olds, and then you have one from the second age group would be 6 to 9. Is that what you're saying?
6 to 12. Yeah. So what we do is we create a Bible story. So say at our most recent Bible story was the story of Samson.
Okay.
So I will write the story, and then we meet with Tom online and we storyboard. So we come up with Tom, we come up with the idea for each page concept, and then he goes away and draws what we call pencil roughs, and then he comes back and we have another meeting where we tweak them, and then he will ink them, color them. And so we then have the story and we have a set of illustrations. And so we bring those together in a story book. But then what I also do is I create activity books where we put the stories in these books, and then I create age appropriate activities and lesson plans to go along with the stories. So we do that for the 3 to 5 age group and the 6 to 12 age group. So for example, say you're a parent with sort of an 8-year-old and you're wanting to, you might homeschool your children, or you might be a Sunday school or a Sabbath school teacher, and you've got a group of students and you want to teach them one of the Bible stories. You would go onto our website where you can download hundreds of resources for free, or you could buy them all in one pack in an activity book, and you could go through each story using our lesson plans and supplementary activities to help the children remember what they've learned. And okay. So, yeah, that's the kind of process. And that's what we do for every story. So we create, you know, a printed storybook, and then we create 2 activity books, one for 3 to 5 year olds and one to 6 to 12 year olds. And
wow.
So that covers sort of a large part of the family's age group. Yeah, parents love them. You know, once they come in and see it, you know, they might start downloading our free printables, and then they see that they can get an activity book which has everything bundled together, lesson plans. And this is why we have a lot of homeschoolers and Sabbath and Sunday school teachers using our materials, because it's a sort of an all-in-one, and for a large part it's a little more biblical than they may have seen.
Wow, so that's just wonderful. So
yeah.
this is great for people who homeschool. So
we have a lot of homeschoolers, Linda, using our materials, because you're right, it is ideal. We give them sort of a package and they can just go through and teach, you know, a Bible story at a time.
So it's really stories online, and is it automated, or is the story something they read? How does that work?
So they can go online and read our Bible story online. So we have a fantastic narrator, Troy Hudson, who is based in South Carolina, and he narrates all our Bible stories. So he brings them to life. And then what we do is we give him, once he's narrated a story, and he's got sound effects and music and, you know, really brings it alive, he will put his narration alongside Tom's illustrations, and we create videos. So you can go onto our YouTube channel, which is Bible Pathway Adventures, and you can actually watch, the children can watch the Bible stories. And we have, you know, thousands of parents doing that each week. And the kids love it, because Troy has really, he puts, you know, 150% into these, bringing these stories to life with funny voices and great sound effects. So, yeah, you can find those on our website or on our YouTube channel, and they're free to watch as well.
Okay, so your YouTube channel is the same?
Yes, Bible Pathway Adventures. So if you just type that into the search bar, our YouTube channel will come up. And so the idea is that every time we create a story, so for example, we're working on the story of Solomon now, the temple builder. We'll create the story, the storybook, the illustrations, the narration, and then we bring it all together and we offer parents the videos, the free printables, the activity books, the storybooks. You know, it's a whole sort of resource set that
wow.
will help them. Because I think children learning the Bible, I think stories are where it's at. You know, they really remember a story.
Yeah, they do. If somebody reads it to them or they listen to it, they do listen and they hear it. How many different stories do y'all have out there?
So we have 15 stories at the moment. We're working on our 16th, which is Solomon, the temple builder. And in fact, we're actually bringing Rico Cortez in to help us with the story. So once we get a couple of the pencil rough drawings from Tom that feature the temple, we're going to sit down with Rico just to make sure that the drawings are historically, biblically accurate. Because that's one of the things that sets us apart, Linda, is people like the fact that we try and be as biblically and historically accurate as possible.
As possible. Great. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of our points of difference. And we actually get a lot of testimonies saying, thank you. This is, I think one woman recently wrote on our, she made a comment on about our great flood, our Noah's Ark Bible story. She said, this is the most biblically accurate account I've watched, you know, for children. And so that's the thing, just the small details, you know, can make a difference. And so we're getting a bit of a reputation for creating biblically accurate materials as best as we know how.
Well, that's just a wonderful thing to do. So how long does this take y'all to do a story?
Well, it probably takes from start to finish 6 months, although we have a few stories on the go. But I like to write, and then I like to put the story aside. And I say, let it marinate for a while. And then you come back to it with a fresh eye and you do a bit of rewriting and editing, and then you put it aside. And then when we get it to a certain point, that's when we start the storyboard process with Tom as best of an idea of what goes on each page. And so at the moment, Tom's illustrating Solomon, the temple builder. Now, I haven't finished the story, but at a stage enough where we know what illustrations we want to include. And so, yeah, the whole process. And we try and create about 3 or 4 stories a year.
Yeah, that sounds like it's got to be an undertaking.
Especially in third world countries, Linda. You know, a lot of parents and teachers in third world countries, they look to the West for materials, you know, good quality materials. And mostly what they're seeing are pale-skinned biblical characters. And so when they see darker-skinned characters that look a bit more like them, so to speak, so say you're in Africa or, you know, the Philippines, yeah, children can relate because they're seeing, you know, someone of a similar skin color. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that, because I think we have a real heart to serve into developing countries. I spent a lot of time, I lived in Nepal and Africa and Asia, and I saw, you know, the amount of poverty there. And when it comes to teaching children of faith, you know, I see these large mega churches in the States and they have these curriculums and they cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And, you know, you have children in Nicaragua that just treasure a coloring page. And so it's our heart to serve into these countries. So this is why on our website, you can go on and download free lesson plans, free resources like Bible quizzes, coloring pages, word search puzzles, all this kind of thing for free, because we don't think that you should be penalized and not be able to provide your children good quality biblical materials just because you happen to be born in a less wealthy country. And so that's a lot of the heart behind what we do. So we do have activity books and curriculums that we sell, and that's what helps fund our ministry to keep going, create more stories. But we do provide hundreds and hundreds of resources free of charge. And so we get people from every country you can imagine finding our website and downloading our materials. And we actually provide our lesson plans and teacher packs and materials in 10 languages. So we have it in Swahili, Hindi, Bengali, Tagalog, Indonesian, German, French, English, Spanish. And that's all an effort to try and serve into these countries. And so they're available if people want to contact me. We don't have those foreign language teacher packs on our website, but we do provide them free of charge if people get in touch.
Okay, well, good. Well, thank you so much, Pip, for coming on. And everyone, I hope you go out and take a look at their website, Biblical Pathway Adventures. And they are also under the same name on YouTube. And see the different resources they have for children.
Thank you, Linda. I'd say it's BiblePathwayAdventures.com. That's our website.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Linda. My pleasure.
So with that, we're going to close and we're going to say thank you very much, Pip, for coming on with us, and blessings and good night.